privilege for me to be back with you again.
感谢大家弟兄姊妹让我们让我能够再次回来这里跟你们见面。
I love the way your church cares for me when I come here.
我非常的享受弟兄姊妹来在我来的时候如何的招待我。
And thank you for putting the words of the songs in English.
很感谢你们也把这个诗歌上面有翻译英文给让我可以看。
I would be lost otherwise.
不然的话我整个人不知道要怎么办会迷失。
Well, as you know, we're going to be looking at the Word of God from 2 Timothy today.
我们今天要一起来考察提摩太后书神的话语。
So let's make sure we have our scriptures open and we're ready to hear what God has to say to us.
所以我们请会众大家都把圣经打开准备好心来一起来探索神的话语。
I want to talk today about being unashamed in faithful service.
我今天想要讨论就是怎样可以不羞愧的在为主侍奉。
I had the privilege this morning to preach at Hope Bible Church Toronto West.
今天早上有这个荣幸在多伦多的 Hope Bible Church 做一个讲道。
Which made it a short drive to come here.
所以让我的开来这个路程变得比较短一点。
I preached there this morning from verses 1 to 12.
我今天早上是从第一节到第十二节讲道。
And so now I'm going to tell you all the parts that I didn't tell them.
所以我等一下要跟你们讲我今天早上没跟Hope Bible Church 多伦多的那个会众讲的经文。
Just a little bit of background.
跟你们讲一些这个背景。
So that we set the context for this message.
所以我们对这个经文更有一个清楚的了解。
Paul is writing to his young son in the faith, Timothy.
保罗写信给他在属灵里面的儿子提摩太。
Paul is in Rome.
保罗他在罗马。
He is in prison.
他在监狱。
He will soon be put to death.
他很快就将要面对死亡。
And he writes to his young son in the faith to give him some final instruction.
他趁的时候写了一个书信给他在属灵里面的儿子提摩太。
And in the first part of the chapter, he first talks about the foundation.
在前面部分，这个经文，他在提到我们所谓的根基。
He talked about the fact that we are in Christ.
他提到说我们是在主的里面。
That is the most important thing in the church.
这对教会来说是一切最重要的根基。
That we be in Christ.
我们在主里面。
And then he went on and he talked to Timothy about fanning the flame.
然后他继续跟提摩太讲到说如何在靠着神我们的内心能够燃烧起来。
The gifts and the talents and the... Hold on, my bad.
Okay.
The gifts and the talents and all that you have using it for God's glory.
神所赐给我们一切的能力恩赐如何我们能够完全的为神来使用。
And then he went on and he talked about the hope.
然后他继续的，保罗继续的讲下去，提到了这个盼望。
In verse 12, he said, I am not ashamed.
在第十二节他讲到说我因为这个缘故我不以为耻。
And he said, for I know whom I have believed and I'm convinced that he is able.
因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付的。
He's able to guard against that day what has been entrusted to me.
他能也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
Paul was looking forward to that day.
保罗把他的目光放在那一天的来临。
For him, it was going to come very quickly.
对他来说那一天很快就要来到了。
But he's helping Timothy to be prepared to continue to do the work.
但是他帮助提摩太来准备继续在这个事工上。
And so as he does this, he lays out three things that I want us to see this afternoon.
所以当保罗在写这个书信的时候，他把三个重点把它给写出来，经文就要讨论。
As you can see on the screen, there's the pattern.
我们大家可以看到在荧幕上，第一个是 pattern， 这个就意思就是神的方式。
And then the power.
神的能力。
And then the practice or the way we do this.
第三个是我们如何把它实践出来。
So he starts out in verse 13 with the pattern.
所以第十三节他开始讲到神做事的模式。
He says, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心。
There is a way of doing this that's the correct way.
这个做我们要去做神事工有一个很明确正确的方式。
Paul wants to help Timothy to see that.
保罗呢要帮助提摩太去了解如何做。
Doing things the right way is important.
事情做用正确的方式做是很重要的。
I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of IKEA.
我不知道大家怎么想，但是我个人不是非常喜欢宜家家具。
Maybe you love that store.
可能你很喜欢那个家具店。
I don't.
我不喜欢。
They make me walk down certain paths that I don't want to walk down.
它里面店的设计让我照着它要我的模式在里面走来走去。
And then I buy a big box and I have to take it home and put it together.
然后呢，我买了一个大纸箱，里面装着我要东西，到家了我还要自己把它组装起来。
And I don't want to follow the instructions.
我不是非常喜欢照着这个指示说明书做。
I want to do it my way.
我想要照着我自己理解的方式把它组装起来。
And that never turns out good for me.
但是呢，很惨的是，这个结局一般都不会很好。
Fortunately, my wife is much better at that.
好险，那个我的太太，她在这方面比我强很多。
And so when we do go to IKEA, she's in charge of putting together whatever we buy.
所以每次我们去宜家家具，如果买东西回来，她就是负责把东西给组装起来的那位。
Because there's a right way to do it.
因为呢，有一个正确的方式来做这个事情。
So in verse 13, Paul said, follow the pattern.
所以在十三节这里，保罗说到，照着这个模式规模做。
In chapter 2 and verse 2, he says, what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
在提摩太后书二章二节这里也说到你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Paul is telling Timothy there's a right way to do this.
保罗在提醒提摩太做这个事工有一个正确的方法。
And he says, what you have heard from me.
保罗说你所从我这里听到的。
And trust that to faithful people.
把这个给传递给众信徒。
So that they will be able to teach others also.
所以他们也可以同样的把这个传递下去教导其他人。
It's the pattern in Scripture.
这个是一个模式，是一个神做事的方式。
Hearing and learning God's word.
听到，然后学习神的话语。
Taking it in and making it part of our lives.
吸收进来，成为我们生命的一部分。
And then taking it and sharing it with other people.
然后把我们所吸收的再传递给别人，分享出去。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, we're called the ambassadors of Christ.
在哥林多前书五章二十节，他讲到说，我们作为基督的使者。
As though God was making His appeal through us.
好像神就借由我们来展现出来给会众。
We don't add anything to that story.
我们在这个整个神的故事里面，我们并没有添加任何东西。
The story of Christ is complete.
神他的这个他的整个福音都已经完全了。
But as we have understood the gospel, it's our responsibility now to share the gospel.
但是当我们了解也吸收了这个福音以后，我们要如何把它给传递出去，分享给大家？
As we are growing up in Christ, it's our responsibility to bring people along with us.
当我们在基督里面继续的成长，我们有一个责任要带领大家一起来成长。
In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul talked about apostles and prophets and evangelists.
在以弗所书的四章这里，保罗讲到了
He talked about the shepherds and the teachers.
先知传福音的牧师、牧师和教师。
And their job was to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
在十二节这里，他说到要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
The principle of discipleship that Paul is teaching.
在这里，保罗所教导的这个门徒的训练的这个重点。
The pattern that he is expressing to Timothy.
他所跟提摩太所教导的这个神从神内来的方式。
Is this Timothy? You heard this from me. Now pass it on.
他跟提摩太说，提摩太，你从我这里听到了，你现在就把这个传出去。
Your pastor, as he studies the word every week.
你的牧师，你们的牧师每个礼拜都在学习神的话语。
Or this message we're hearing today. It's not designed that it stops after you leave the room.
这一切目的不是我们离开了这个今天的崇拜，我们就停止这一切了。
The purpose of discipleship is that you would pass it on.
门徒的训练重点是我们要传出去。
And that's what Paul is seeking to teach his young follower Timothy.
所以这就是保罗他想要来帮助提摩太成长的。
It's important that we teach the truth.
非常重要，我们去教导真理。
It's important that we know it.
也非常重要，我们了解真理。
That we hide God's word in our heart.
我们把神的话语放在我们心中。
We hide it in our heart so we won't sin.
我们把神话放在我们心中，所以我们不会犯罪。
We hide God's word in our heart so that we can give an answer.
所以我们可以把答案给其他人，如果有人有疑问。
Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14 says, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes.
以弗所书的四章十四节说到，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
If we don't know the word, we will be caught in the lies of the evil one.
如果我们不理解真理，我们没有研读真理的话，我们就很容易被这个邪恶的权势给捆绑住。
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, every time he answered with the word of God.
当耶稣他在荒野之中，他在被撒旦在诱惑的时候，他每一句话都是用神的话语来回答。
Why is this so important?
为什么这很重要？
In the land that we live, why is this so important?
在我们现在居住的这一块土地上，为什么这很重要？
Well, let me give you a few reasons.
来，我来在这个时候给你们几个例子。
First of all, opposition is coming against the church.
第一点呢，就是这个逼迫来临了，来到教会了。
We still have a lot of freedom to worship.
我们目前还是有很多的自由可以敬拜。
But this book is already claimed to be hate literature.
但是我们的圣经这本书现在已经被世界认为是一个充满憎恨的书。
So opposition is coming against us from outside.
所以逼迫从外围来进到我们里面。
False teaching is coming.
虚假的教导，假教师也来了。
False teachers who are wolves within the church.
假教师他们就像狼一样在教会里面。
Who are teaching things that the word of God does not teach.
他们在教圣经里面根本神没有教导的话语。
And if we don't know the word, we won't be able to stand.
如果我们不了解神的话语的话，我们没有办法站立得足。
We need to follow this pattern because sometimes we get tired.
我们需要照着神他所设立的方式来侍奉，不然的话我们会感到疲惫。
Maybe that's how you feel today.
也许这是你今天的感受。
I've been serving the Lord for so long.
我为神服侍了很久。
I'm tired.
我感觉很累了。
Isn't there another way?
还有其他方法吗？
And there is no other way.
其实没有其他方法。
Jesus said, "I am the way."
耶稣说，我就是道路。
And we need to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ.
我们需要成为忠心的跟随耶稣的人。
Following the pattern of first of Jesus.
第一个跟随耶稣。
But then of faithful people like Paul and Peter and James who went before us.
但是呢，我们也要跟随像圣经里面的一些好的例子，像保罗、彼得等等。
And then we need to follow the pattern of faithful men and women today who are living for the glory of God.
我们要看着我们在周围的忠心的弟兄姊妹们，他们的生活方式，我们跟随着他们。
Committing to stay to the pattern.
我们要继续的坚持，持续的照着这个神的教导方式去做。
The pattern of passing the word of God along.
把圣经神的话语给传递出去。
To our family.
给我们的家人。
To our coworkers.
给我们同事。
To our neighbors.
给我们邻居。
Faithful to the pattern.
忠心的照着神所教导模式去做。
It's called the pattern of sound words.
这个是。是一个这个模式呢，是以纯正的福音神的话语为基础。
It's the pattern of the word of God.
这是神的话语。
It demonstrates itself in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
它从神的这个福音里面显现出来。
The redemption pattern.
救赎的故事。
I was lost in my trespasses and sins.
我在犯罪的时候，过去犯罪的时候，我可能整个迷失了。
I could not satisfy the wrath of God.
我没有办法满足神的怒火。
But the wrath of God was satisfied in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
但是呢，因为耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，这个神的这个怒火就熄了。
His resurrection was the proof that he was who he said he was.
他的复活证明了他就是他所说的那一位。
He paid that price that we couldn't pay.
他为我们付上了我们永远不能付上的代价。
We were undeserving.
我们并不值得得到这一切。
And unloving.
我们也不值得被爱。
And the Bible says no man seeks after God.
圣经里说没有任何一个人去寻求神。
And yet Jesus Christ came.
但是呢，耶稣基督他来了。
And in his death, burial, and resurrection, he satisfied the wrath of God.
在他的这个死亡跟复活的这个过程当中，他满足了、成全了这个福音。
So that believing by faith in what Jesus Christ did.
所以呢，我们忠心的相信神来。
The righteousness of God can be put on me.
这神的公义可以在我身上显现出来。
And all of my sin is put on Jesus Christ.
我的身上全部的这个罪都放在耶稣身上。
That's the pattern of the word.
这就是神话语的模式。
The pattern of teaching the whole word of God.
在如何教导神话语的方法。
And that needs to be the passion of our hearts.
这需要我们内心里面我有这样子的热情。
People really don't need to know what I think about things.
其实大家根本不需要知道我在想什么。
They really need to know what God says about things.
他们更需要知道是神在说什么。
I'm reminded of that when I'm chatting with people.
我常被提醒，当我在跟大家聊天的时候。
Sometimes I'm tempted to say things that'll make them feel good.
有时候我会很想要说一些话让他们感受良好。
But that's not really all that helpful if it doesn't come from the word of God.
但是如果这一切呢不是从神的话语来的话呢并不是真的很有帮助。
And so more and more I need to be reminded to preach the word.
所以更多的时候我常常需要被提醒去传递教导神的话语。
And to be sure that my counsel is from the word.
然后更确信的，我的所谓的这个提醒，或是这个话语的帮助，是从神而来。
So Paul says to Timothy, "You heard it from me. Now pass it on."
所以保罗跟提摩太说：“你从我这里听到了，你就传出去。”
Can I ask you today, who are you passing it on to?
我今天想要问大家，每一位，你们，把这个神的这个祝福传给谁了？
Being unashamed in faithful service, who are you reaching out to?
为了要成为忠心的仆人，这个忠心的服侍，主耶稣的服侍的仆人，你在寻求谁的帮助？
Here's the great news in all of that.
在这一切当中有个好消息。
We serve faithfully, not in our own power.
我们忠心的服侍不是靠着我们自己的力量。
I don't have the power to change a single life.
我没有任何能力去改变任何一个人的生命。
You don't have the power to change a single life.
你也没有任何能力去改变别人的生命。
Our job is to be faithful.
我们的责任是要忠心。
And then allow the Spirit of God to work to change lives.
然后让神他的圣灵亲自的来改变。
Now your pastor, Pastor Luke, was telling me you have a baptismal service coming up.
你们的牧师高牧师他跟我提到说八月有一个洗礼。
Do the people know about that?
大家知道吗？
I don't want to be letting out any secrets.
我不希望这个是一个秘密。
And there are seven, or there's a bunch of people who are going to get baptized in August.
听说七位还是有更多的，八月的时候要受洗礼。
Why is that true?
为什么这个很重要呢？
Because the Spirit of God takes the Word of God and changes lives.
因为神的圣灵他亲自的来改变我们的人。
And our job is to be faithful.
我们的工作是要持续的保持忠心。
So serve faithfully in the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，在以圣灵的力量给我们能力来为神做事工。
Look at the verse 14. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you.
Sorry, which one?
You have the hard job. Take your time.
Okay. Is it Timothy or?
Second Timothy.
Okay.
Verse 14.
提摩太后书的刚刚的十四节，他说靠着在我的圣灵里面牢牢守着，要靠着神。
Notice it says by the Holy Spirit.
我们大家注意这里说要靠着圣灵。
Not by your wisdom.
不是靠着我们自己的头脑的小聪明
Not by your might,
不是用我们的能力
but by the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵
Paul is telling Timothy, you can't do this on your own.
保罗在跟提摩太说你靠着你自己是行不了的
You're not called to do it on your own.
你不是呼召来靠着自己做事的
Transformation only happens as the Holy Spirit works.
改变呢唯一能够发生是靠着圣灵
So what are some of the things that the Holy Spirit does?
所以我来想一想圣灵到底做哪可以做哪些事。
I'm going to move through these quickly.
我也很快的把这些给列出来。
And I'll give you some references, but we won't go through all of the verses. You can look them up at home.
我会给你一些经文，但是不会深入的查考每一句话。
The work of the Holy Spirit seals us.
圣灵是给我们印记。
It says in Ephesians 1:13 and 14, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit.
以弗所书的一章十三到十四节说，你们既听见真理的道，叫你们得救福音，信了基督，既然信他，受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
That's a beautiful picture of the assurance for a follower of Jesus Christ.
这对我们耶稣的信徒来说是一个美好的画面。
After I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, I'm not trying to make it on my own.
当我接受他信了他以后，我不需要靠着我这些方式来想办法。
As a follower of Jesus Christ, I am sealed in God.
成为耶稣的跟随者，我有圣灵的印记。
It doesn't mean we can go and live however we want, because a believer wouldn't do that.
这不代表说我们从此就可以照着我们模式过着我们想要放纵的生活，因为真正跟随耶稣的人不是这样子的。
But it gives us the confidence of knowing we're in God's hand.
但这给我们信心，知道说我们是在神的手里。
It says that we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
所以说到我们是在神的这个里面。
God's Spirit dwells in us.
神的圣灵住在我们里面。
The Bible says we are given gifts of the Holy Spirit.
圣经说到圣灵神他经过圣灵赐给我们恩赐。
Which is a grace that is given to each person who trusts Christ to serve.
这对我们每位服事主的人来说是很重要的。
In John chapter 16, it tells us that the Spirit of God speaks to us and guides us.
在约翰福音的十六章那里讲到说，圣灵如何的来提醒我们，带引导我们，跟我们说话。
As people of God, we need to be desiring for God to speak to us.
我们真正成为神的儿女，我们需要有这个渴慕神来跟我们说话。
I remember hearing a story about a girl and her dad that were in their car.
我记得我听过一个故事，说一个女儿跟她父亲在车里面。
And the dad said to the girl, he said to her, "I wish God would speak to me." The dad said.
Oh, okay. 父亲跟女儿说，我希望神可以跟我说话。
And she said, "Read your Bible."
女儿回答说，你读圣经啊。
He said.But I wish God would speak to me out loud.
父亲他说，可是我希望神可以这样子大声的直接跟我说话。
And she said to him, "Read it out loud."
女儿说，那也就大声的把圣经给读出来啊。
The most obvious way that God will speak to us is through His Word.
神跟我们讲话最直接的方法就是读经文，从神话里。
God does speak in other ways. He speaks through godly counselors.
神他也会用其他的方式来跟我们讲话，比如说一些属灵的提醒。
We see in Scripture God sometimes speaks through dreams and visions.
我们从经文当中看到，有时候神会靠着做梦等等这些跟我们说话。
But God will only speak to you in ways that are supported by the Word of God.
但是神他会跟我们说话，一定根基一定是他自己的话语。
The person who comes to you and says, "God told me."
如果有人来跟你说，哦，神跟我说。
And then tells you something that doesn't come from the Word of God.
但是告诉你，不是从圣经来的话语。
Didn't hear from God.
这个不算是从神来的。
But the Holy Spirit guides and speaks to us.
但是圣灵引导跟教导跟我们说话。
The Holy Spirit fills us.
圣灵充满我们。
Be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine.
我们要被圣灵充满，不要醉酒。
This filling of the Spirit primarily comes for followers of Christ as we are obedient to what God has for us.
我这个被圣灵充满是只有真正信徒跟随耶稣的人我们才会有的。
But we should desire to be filled with God's Spirit.
我们需要渴慕被圣灵充满。
The Spirit of God can be grieved.
圣灵也会有悲伤的时候。
Ephesians 4:30 says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit."
以弗所书四章三十节说，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
The Holy Spirit can be quenched.
圣灵呢，也可能会被扑灭的。
Means to put out.
就像被熄灭一样的火。
But don't do things in your life that are putting out the Spirit's working in your life.
我们千万不要。做一些事情让我们的圣灵在我们心里面被扑灭。
In the first part of this chapter, Timothy is told by Paul, "Fan the flame."
在我们刚读的经文里面，前面他讲到，要恩赐要靠着圣灵这样子被燃烧起来。
But Paul also warns that the Spirit of God can be put out.
但是保罗这也提醒我们，圣灵也有可能会被扑灭的。
Very quickly, God's Spirit comforts us.
很快的圣灵也会来安慰我们。
God's Spirit convicts of sin.
神的圣灵他也会来指正我们的错误。
In Romans chapter 8, it says that God's Spirit intercedes for us before God.
在罗马书八章的二十六到二十七节那里也讲到说圣灵可以为我们代求。
In Galatians 5, it tells us to walk in the Spirit.
在加太书这里他五章那里讲到说要跟圣灵同行。
Which is walking in obedience to what God calls us to.
这也就是我们要如何顺服神的呼召跟着圣灵而行。
We're told to pray in the Spirit.
我们被教导说要用圣灵来祷告。
Then the last one were to be in fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
最后呢，也提到说我们要靠着圣灵，我们要一起交通。
My wife Sue wasn't able to be with me today.
我太太苏今天没有办法跟我一起来。
But it's important that my wife and I are in fellowship.
但是呢，很重要，我跟我妻子，我们两个人是在圣灵里面一起有一个交通。
That we do life together.
我们生命是一起做的，做事情的。
It's important that the church acts in fellowship.
教会也一样很重要，在里面有这个圣灵交通。
We're doing life together.
因为我们的生命都是连在一起的。
It's important that we are in fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
非常重要，我们跟圣灵有团契的时间。
And so Paul, as he's giving these last words to Timothy.
所以保罗在这里最后把一些话语跟提摩太说。
He tells him, Timothy, there's a pattern.
他跟提摩太说，这个有一个模式。
The things from the word you've heard from me, pass those on.
你从我这里听到的这些话语，你把它传出去。
There is a power you don't do this on your own.
这个能力呢，你需要从神而靠神而来，你不能靠自己。
As you serve faithfully, the Holy Spirit will work.
当你很忠心的为神服事的时候，圣灵就会来运行。
And then the last thing I want us to see is there's a practice.
最后我也想要大家一起来看这个我们如何实践出来。
It's difficult for us in the church sometimes.
我们在教会里面有时候可能会觉得很困难。
Because everyone doesn't go with us.
因为不是每个人会跟着我们一起走。
Sometimes there are people who abandon.
有的时候会有人会离弃我们。
Sometimes sin rules in their heart and they walk away from the church.
有时候这个罪在他们心里面掌管，他们就离开了教会。
Sometimes people will oppose you.
有时候有人可能会反对你。
Then during those times, we need to lean into what we know is true from the Word of God.
但在那时候，我们一定要依靠神的话语。
And we need to stay faithful.
我们要继续的保持忠心。
Paul gives he gives two pictures.
保罗给我们两个画面。
The first one is found in verse 15.
第一个是在十五节这里。
You are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes.
十五节这里说到，凡在亚细亚的人都离弃我，这是你知道的。其中有腓吉路和黑摩奇尼。
I'm not going to spend a lot of time on who these guys were.
我没有要准备花很多时间来讲这两位是谁。
But Paul is in prison pretty much alone and.That people are turning on him.
但是保罗呢，他当时在监狱里面，单独在监狱，很多人都离弃他了。
And these two men are named.
这两位在经文里面被提到。
Can you imagine, can you imagine being these two people who are named in Scripture as being unfaithful?
你能够想象你成为这两位？在经文里面被记载是不忠心的代表吗
？I never want that to be my story.
我从来都不希望这是我的故事。
They're the poster boys of unfaithfulness.
他们是圣经里面不忠心的最好的例子。
Nobody who reads the scripture who knows these two names goes, "Oh, I want to be like those guys."
应该不会有人读经文看到这两个人的名字就说我希望成为他们一样。
So Paul is telling Timothy there are going to be hard times.
所以保罗跟提摩太说将会有困难的时候来临。
There are going to be people who don't always stand with you.
将会有一些人不一定会一直跟着你。
Make sure you're focused on the word.
但是你一定要把你的专注放在神的话语上。
Make sure you're living in the power of the Spirit.
你一定要确定你的生命你是活在圣灵的这个能力之下。
But just understand, it's going to be hard.
但是你一定要清楚知道，将来一定会很辛苦。
Paul talks to Timothy about suffering.
保罗跟提摩太讲到受苦。
It had already come for him.
对保罗来说，他当时已经在面对。
And in some ways, I'm sure it had already come for Timothy.
我也相信那时候对提摩太来说也来临了。
He says, Timothy, be faithful even when it's hard.
保罗对提摩太来说保持忠心就算困难来临。
Even when you suffer for righteousness.
就算你为神的公义而受苦。
Even when the people who are causing your suffering are from within.
就算让你受苦的造成这些让你受苦的这些人是你自己的人是教会内的人。
So Paul gives Timothy this picture and then he gives him another picture.
保罗给提摩太这样的画面然后他又同时给了另外一个画面。
He, in verses 16 and 17 he says, May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me. He was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly, and he found me.
在提摩太后书一章的十六、十七节，他说：愿主怜悯阿尼瑟佛一家的人，因他屡次使我畅快，不以我的所恋为耻，反倒在罗马的时候殷勤的找我，并且找着了。
I want my story and your story to be ones like Onesiphorus.
我希望你们的故事，我的故事，就像阿尼瑟佛一样。
It said that he refreshed me.
这说到他使我畅快。
Emotionally and physically and spiritually.
在这个情绪上，在肉体上，在属灵上帮助我。
Do you know someone like that? Do you know someone who's always seeking to refresh the people who are around them?
你有认识人在你周围他一直想办法去帮助人更有力吗?
Through a word of encouragement or an act of kindness.
不管是从这个鼓励的话语上或是从友善的一些行为上。
This man who loved Jesus Christ loved to serve others.
他这个爱神的人，他也爱也有渴慕去服侍其他人。
And he was not ashamed.
他不感到羞愧。
He says that says he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains.
他这里说到说他并不以我这个锁链的身份为耻。
He wasn't ashamed to identify with Christ or with Paul in his chains.
他并不以跟基督或保罗在监狱被关的身份这样子而感到羞愧。
This is the third time that idea of not being ashamed is found in this chapter.
这是本章这一章经文里面第三次提到不感到羞愧的概念。
I want to be like him.
我希望我能够跟他一样。
Someone who went the extra mile to care for others.
就像为了别人能够做更多超过最低的这个限度。
Look at verse 17, but when he arrived in Rome, he searched for me earnestly and he found me.
第十一节讲到反倒在罗马的时候殷勤的找我并且找着了。
There was no Google search on his phone.
在他那时候没有手机也没有办法找这个 Google search.
When I traveled from Toronto West coming here, I stopped at the Wendy's up the road.
当我今天从多伦多来到这里的路上，我在 Wendy 停了一下。
My wife knew I was there.
我太太知道我在那里。
I didn't tell her.
我没有跟她说。
I wanted to have a frosty and I didn't want to tell her.
我想要买一个这个冰的饮料，但是我没有跟她讲。
But she knew.
但她知道。
Because she could look it up and see where the car was.
因为她可以看手机知道我车子在哪里。
I can't hide anywhere anymore.
我没有办法再跟他藏任何事情。
No more frosties for me.
我不能再去 Wendy 再去买这个 frosty 了。
And so, Onesiphorus comes to Rome.
所以阿尼瑟佛来到罗马。
And he searched for me earnestly, Paul says, and he found me.
他殷勤的找我，并且找着了。保罗这样说。
We live in a world that wants to just do the minimum.
我们现在活在这个世代。教导大家做最少的。
We need to be people more like this man who search earnestly.
我们需要学习阿尼瑟佛殷勤的去找。
Not just searching earnestly the word of God, that's important and critical.
不是只有纯粹在寻找神的话语上，这个虽然很重要。
But going the extra mile and loving and caring for people as well.
但是呢，也愿意做更多的额外的，来帮助别人，来爱别人。
Look what Paul says in verse 18. May the Lord grant him to find mercy from the Lord on that day.
我们十八节这里说到，愿主使他在那日得到主的怜悯。
On that day.
在那日。
Paul's in prison.
保罗他在监狱。
He's about to die.
他很快就要死的。
There's not a lot that he could do for Onesiphorus.
他在那时候并没有很多事情他可以为阿尼瑟佛来做。
But he made sure Timothy knew about his faithfulness.
但是他要确定提摩太知道阿尼瑟佛他的忠心。
So that Timothy could learn from the pattern of this man.
所以呢，提摩太可以从这个弟兄身上学到这个忠心的模式。
So that he would find mercy on that day.
所以说到在那日得到主的怜悯。
God help me to be a that day person.
愿主帮助我成为追求那日的人。
Not living for what I can get out of today.
不是只在乎我今天我可以得到什么。
But looking to how God is using what we're doing today toward that day.
而是想我们现在神如何使用我们现在我们所得到的来成就他将来的那一天。
I'm sure Paul heard, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Sorry.
I'm sure Paul heard, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
我相信保罗听到了说，这个做得很好，你这个忠心的仆人。
And I'm sure that this servant that Paul's talking about.One day heard, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
我也相信保罗他所传讲的这个道，在未来那一天会说被说是忠心的仆人。
And Paul wants for Timothy, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
保罗也希望提摩太是被称为一个忠心的仆人。
And God desires for me, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
神他也有这个盼望跟希望我们成为忠心的仆人。
God wants for your pastor and your elders and your church, well done, good and faithful servants.
神同样的也希望你们的牧师、你们的长老、你们整个教会在他里面都被看为是忠心的仆人。
Well, so what?
那又如何呢？
Matthew 25:21 is where it says the master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
马太福音二十五章二十一节，这里说，主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
First Corinthians 4:2 says, "Moreover, it's required of stewards that they be found faithful."
在哥林多前书四章二节，这里说到，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
The days are hard.
未来的日子会越来越苦。
The days are going to get harder.
日子会越来越辛苦。
But God desires that we would serve Him unashamed with a whole heart.
但是神呢，他希望我们服侍他，不要有任何的这个感觉，有任何的羞愧。
That we would take the things we've heard and pass them on.
我们把我们所听到的给传出去。
That we'd faithfully do it in the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们忠心的服事不是靠自己，是靠着圣灵的带领。
And that we would be faithful servants for the glory of our Savior Jesus Christ.
我们也忠心的为着我们的救主耶稣基督，为了他的荣耀来服事。
Let's pray.
帮我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your word.
我们的天父，感谢你今天的话语。
We thank you for the truth that was poured out to Timothy.
我们感谢你的真理来临灌到提摩太的身上。
That he would continue in faithful service.
他让他可以继续的忠心来为你服事。
Discipling others in the power of your spirit.
用你的圣灵来成就其他圣徒。
Knowing that difficult days were coming.
我们知道这个困难的日子即将来到。
But God, you were calling him to be faithful.
但主你叫提摩太要忠心。
May that be true of us as followers of our Savior.
我也求你让这样子的这个教导，让我们这个其他的会众们大家也一起学习。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告乃奉主耶稣基督圣名求， Amen.